Models give us the potential to do something that we cannot do on paper. And it gives us the potential to change the way we record. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to attach our records to the model. So instead of having sort of deposit 400 or 1390, which is just discussed as 1390, we can actually have narrative all over 1390 that's attached to a pixel or a point in the point cloud. So when we model, we then extract points from all over the model to add our narrative to. And so I think that there is tremendous opportunity here to actually change the narrative and go back to the sort of things that you do in the trench. I'm an excavator, so I perpetually want to be in the hole in the ground. And these models they're much more than simply a visualization. And I would like to see effort put into actually using the model, not just to visualize, but as to change the way we anchor the narrative to the data.
So you see, so something that you would suggest would be that rather than just tagging things to the individual stratigraphic units as we've done here, that you would be looking for projects to go below that resolution to be tagging to, you know, individual stones or parts of a feature or calling attention to specific aspects of the model, which for me, like I agree with, but that then requires that we can put the models on the web at a certain resolution. And that's a real practical challenge, as many of you who work with the 3D modeling data know. So if you look at the model we have here, I mean, it's pretty good, but this is a very knockdown version simply because of some of the issues of putting really high resolution models online in terms of what we think is going to be acceptable for readers in terms of how long they would have to wait, for example, for something to load, or how large a data set a journal would want to take. So Ruth, I can see your hand raised if you want to jump in.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point while we're on the model that I'm on a Mac here.
Sorry.
And I found it difficult to manipulate
mm-hmm.
in terms of moving around and with the I understood the visibility toggles, but I'm kind of with trying to focus on particular units, I get lost in them. I can't find them on the screen. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's just probably is my lack of experience in dealing with this kind of 3D model, but I mean, once I see how you're doing it, I think it's a really, really interesting way of presenting archaeological data.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that it's one of those. It's kind of presenting, as Marcello was saying, it's almost presenting the actual data, but with the added three-dimensional perspective. But
mm-hmm.
I still have to sort of see what's the difference, what does the actual three-dimensionality of it add? So I need to explore that a bit more, as opposed to the two-dimensionality of a photograph.
Mm-hmm. So one of the points you've raised, which I think is an important one, is you said, okay, I'm having, you know, a little bit of trouble navigating around in this. And one of the things that I think I'd like to see happen through this project and I think needs to happen in general in terms of building a peer review community is, in part, us figuring out how to make the user interface and things like how you move around and get to the view of a specific model, a specific stratigraphic unit, so incredibly easy that there isn't a big learning curve to do this. Fred Lind likes to tell me that we've all been spoiled by iPhones and Macintosh and Apple, and we now need to make everything iPhone easy. And so I can tell you, as someone who helps build the models, that the direct links to every stratigraphic unit at the top will take you to a little camera positioned over that unit, and those are also the links from the text. And so that should hopefully help you navigate, but you know, how much space we need to spend on that kind of instruction for people coming to models from the first time, something that we need to think about in, you know, in terms of, for me, if I'm thinking about criteria on which a model might be reviewed, one of the things might be how easy is it to use and how clear are the instructions for using it. So here we've included the instructions for how you can pause movement so that you don't get dizzy spinning around, and how you can move between orbiting and walking. But there is a certain amount of expectation that people will push buttons and figure out what's going on, and whether or not that's a reasonable expectation is probably worth talking about.
Yeah, if I could get that in again, the other thing that I'm doing, you know, is to try and sort of see the particular unit, and then I wanted to see it in its larger context, and there weren't any instructions on moving between the very detailed view and then a larger, broader view. I would get to that, but it was, I wouldn't know how I got to it.
Mm-hmm. We perhaps need to implement a zoom me out button. I'm sure that Tyler and Matt will be very pleased to hear there's more coding to do.